Coming up next, we have Miss Sharp Cookies.
There's been a change in me, a kind of moving on. Though what I used to be, I still depend on. For now I realize that good can come from bad. That may not make me wise, but oh, it makes me glad. And I never thought I'd leave behind my childhood dreams, but I don't mind. For now I love the world I see. No change of heart, a change in me. A truer life begin, and it's so good and real. It must come from within, and I never thought I'd leave behind my childhood dream.
All right, and that was Sharp Cookies with A Change in Me. This is a Tim Rice song for the Beauty and the Beast stage musical.
Yes, because it was added by Rice because Howard Ashman had passed away.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
A big loss. He was awesome.
Right. Okay, my first note needs a little more. Never mind. There is power in this. It was one of those transition notes. I'm like, wait. Oh, okay. I liked your higher parts better than I liked your lower, the lower parts that you've done. You were topping a bit at 208, I think. The word was my. There was one of the long notes that faded, like the energy dropped, but then you picked it up again. Like either you weren't supporting it enough or something.
I have notes on that. Yeah.
And I don't know what I actually want to say with your lower notes, because I don't want to say that you weren't reaching them or that you were trying to reach them, because I don't think that was the problem. But you were, like, getting near to the bottom of your range, it seemed. And that's all I have.
You definitely improve on puffs this week, because I only heard two.
I only caught one.
I heard still and perfect.
Yeah, I got the perfect
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I got one of them.
There was still and there was perfect. There were puffs on those. So that's a big improvement compared to last week, where it was just, like, puffs here and there. Your emotion – I'm so impressed with you, Cookies, with your emotion, because there was – once upon a time – when I used to listen to you sing, there was very little emotion, and now there's just so much of it. It's like oozing from every pore of your songs, and I'm really happy about that, because your emotion is really awesome. I get what Zell was saying about the some of the notes being a bit low. The one me that you did was so low, I actually kind of struggled to hear you because you got so low, you had to drop your volume to hit it. It almost felt like you were pushing them a little further than they needed to be pushed. Like you were over-low-weighting yourself. I just made up a word. Way to go.
Digging lower, yeah. I guess.
For right. your long notes, because Zell mentioned this, careful with them because what it is you're starting off strong and then you're losing the power behind them and letting them fade away. You have to make sure to maintain the same strength from the first part of the note to the end of the note because if it wavers in the middle, it's really noticeable. Yeah, so just watch that because every long note started so pretty and then kind of dropped off and then some of them picked back up into that pretty zone again, but other ones just stayed in that unpowerful zone, I guess you could say. Making up words left and right all over the place. Jeffers, go before I make up more words.
You're stealing my job. I make up all the words. Cookies, I'm so impressed. You're, like, improving every week. It's really nice. I heard the pop. Reverb would have really made the song really nice. I wish there was a bit of reverb on it. But mixing aside, I thought this was really nice and it was pretty. I agree. I like the higher parts higher. I like your higher parts better than your low parts. I heard like one or two notes on the very high, you know, that really long word you would sing at the end of the phrase. I heard one or two notes on at the beginning of that phrase a little bit off, but like you would fix it really quick. So like the held out part was really nice and I like that. Yeah, I like this. Good job, Cookies.
Yeah, you gold star for Cookies on the forehead. Mm-hmm.
Good emotion.
Gold star. I should get gold stars and give them out. That'd be adorable.
Done.
Done.
Scratch and sniff, sir.
Gold star.
JC Trance 19, your turn.
Now that I've found you, hear what I have to say. One song, I have but one song. One song, only for you. One heart, tenderly beating, ever in constant and true. One love that has possessed me. One love thrilling me through. One song my heart keeps singing of one.
JC Trance 19, Marry Me. Oh my god. That was like.
Oh my gosh. Faded. Are you going to just take that?
OMG.
It was decided before we started recording that you're going to be my awkward crush for the season.
That's right.
Zell's a little jealous that I got to go first on this one, I think.
Yeah.
Because she gave me a sad face. That was really, really nice. It was so. The notes were all there. There was one or two parts where it got a little wavery, but I don't know. It was just so well done. You're very princely. I'm making up words again. So this was a really good fit for you because, I mean, there is no greater prince than Snow Prince, I think. Well, except for Prince Charming, but he does absolutely nothing but stand there. He don't even go up to Cinderella for the shoe.
Due to the sequels, he's underrated.
I don't know. The sequels don't exist in my mind. Anyways, the reverb was a little much, but then when I realized that you were kind of overcompensating the reverb because there was one part where I could hear the background vocals from the cut in there, and I could hear how echoey those were. So the reverb helped, I think, to overpower whatever was left of the original vocals in the cut. And I heard a pigeon. Did anybody else hear the pigeon? I heard a pigeon.
Yes, I did.
I was like, pigeon? Question mark? And then I remember, oh, there are pigeons in this scene, or doves or something. But overall, your emotion was great. There was kind of that longing for that loved one in your voice, and it was so nice, and I melted a little inside. Don't tell my boyfriend I want to marry you. Jeffers.
Oh my. Snap, snap. JC Trans 19. I didn't know this was you when I first opened it. Like, this was really, well, I mean, not saying that you're not good, but like, this was so different from anything else you've done. This was really good. I thought it was a great choice for you vocally and even stylistically wise. And what's amazing for me is that you're so consistent each week. You're like, you do so many different styles well. Like, you've done the upbeat in One Jump Ahead, and you've done this classic Prince in this week, and like every week you're like showing your range, and that's a really great thing to have. So I don't have anything to add.
Well, I'm surprised nobody mentioned this. This is Snow White, it's Churchill and Harlan. The almost
oh my gosh,
I was so distracted, so... I'm sorry.
Yes, Jace, oh, I forgot. JC Trans, thank you for being
you're amazing. Being yes, man. Thank you. Like, thank you for no getting one... something from us.
I know, you've made our night.
I can't so believe sad. That we didn't get any Phil Collins, but we got a Lee Herline or whatever his name was.
I know. And
Frank Churchill, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Zoe, I just stole that from right. you.
No, it's fine, it's fine. So I'm like, why are they not mentioning this? It's like the only one of the night so far. Okay, we've never heard classical JC, and it's awesome. I thought maybe the reverb was a little too much, but I liked it. It gave it more of a dreamy feel to it. Some of your lower notes were a little sketchy, I think. That's where Amy was talking about. Good song choice and short and sweet, pretty much. I like.
Yeah.
Done.
Like.
He's like a new Satoto. Done.
Oh my god, he is the new Satoto! He is the Satoto of the Disney competition. Gasp.
Are we done yet? Or was that
a blooper? And the last of the night is Sukono.
You know nothing about me, and care even less. How could you understand our emptiness? You've plundered our wisdom, our knowledge, our wealth. In bleeding us dry, you long for our spirit, but that you will never possess. The past is now another land, far beyond my reach, invaded by insidious foreign bodies, foreign speech, where timeless joys of childhood lie broken on the beach. The present is an empty space between the good and bad, a moment leading nowhere, pointless to be sad, but time enough to lay to waste every certainty I had. The future is a barren world from which I can't return. Both heartless and material, its wretched spoils, not my concern. Shining like an evil sun, as my childhood treasures burn. Shining like an evil sun, as my childhood.
And that was Sukono with The Past is Another Land.
Only
collaboration between John and Rice.
Yes, only yes. Double of the night.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, Sukono, have I ever told you you sound Asian?
What?
What?
I don't know. He just has
best
a very
note
Asian
ever.
Sound. But like, he has a very Asian-ish sounding voice, you know?
No comments.
I don't know. You just sound very Asian for some reason to me. So Sukono, I thought this was okay. It wasn't a great song choice for you, for personally. I prefer you on a bit like faster and more slightly more goofy songs, because like when you tried to do this song, it was all right. There were some parts that got nasally and some parts that got throaty. Technique wise, it wasn't all the way there. Like I think you need more air. And breath support, like, because you're, I don't know, it's not, my lack of training is hurting me, but overall, I liked it, it wasn't bad, I still think it was okay, it's better than some other things I've heard you do in the past, so yeah, it was good.
Okay, yeah, I have pretty much the same notes as Jeffers, I think, and I kind of like what he said about songs that you should stick to, like the goofy ones. Because I think it shows more of your personality better. I don't know if you're actually goofy in real life or not, but I think you fit those songs a lot better. Sometimes your voice wasn't smooth enough for this song. It was a little rough, mm-hmm. at least for my liking. Mm-hmm. And it felt a little screamy at some point, or like you were belting it when it wasn't really supposed to be belty. And your voice sometimes got shaky. You had okay emotion, and that's all I really have. Ambi?
Yeah, I don't think this was a very good song choice for you. It just, there were parts of it that didn't seem like you were really fully sure of yourself. Because this was one of the times when I was writing a note and then I crossed it out and I started writing it again because it was back and forth on your emotion. Because there were parts when I felt there was none and then there were parts when I was like, oh, there's emotion. Like he's going to fix it now. And then the emotion would go away. So then I started writing again and then it came back again. So it was off and on. It just didn't seem to flow. It was a bit choppy at times. It was okay, but yeah, it definitely was not one of your best performances you've done. I think a different song choice would have aided you greatly tonight. Because this, I think, kind of puts you in the danger zone. Since no one has been really horrible tonight, it's going to be close for the cuts later mm-hmm. on. Yeah. So,
not bad, though.
Yeah, not bad. Anything else, guys?
I don't think so.
All right. Done.
Done.
So we had huge deliberation tonight. It's been over an hour we've been deliberating.
Gosh.
This is really, you guys made it really, really,
like
really hard.
Like an hour and a half.
As you can tell,
yeah, hour and a half.
We didn't have two people sing tonight. Snowfender did not submit. And Rachel, why did I call her Rachel? Rochelle Euler was unable to submit as well, even though she was fast pass holder. We did require her to submit, so unfortunately she has to forfeit her fast pass. So she's out, and Snowfender is automatically out. So we were going to cut 7 tonight, because we had to get to mm-hmm. a certain number, but we're cutting 5. Oh. And it was so hard. All right, so first of all, winner for the night. Who wants to say winner?
Well, it's your night, Ambie, so you
so
go for
I could say the winner. So winner for the night is going to be Princess Clary.
Good job, Princess Clary.
Woo! All right. Yay. Okay, so then.
Sharon, brother.
So then going into the rest of the picks, I get first other pick tonight, and I'm going to save JC.
Here it comes.
JC Trance. inappropriate crush, but you're safe, JC.
I can't whistle. Right. So, my next pick.
Yes.
Yes. It's gonna be Omi Pride 09.
Woo!
Good job.
Woo!
For me, it's Mary Feather.
Yay, Mary Feather! You're safe. I'm going to save Aria.
Good job, Aria. You are safe.
Yay!
So my next pick is going to be Sharp Cookies. You are safe. Good job.
Woo! My next save is going to be da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She's Faded Phantom.
She's never going to live that Danny Phantom thing down, ever.
Hey, Danny Phantom is awesome.
I'm going to save Maddie.
Okay, Maddie, you are safe. And my next save, Russ! I feel accomplished. I saved Russ. I'm happy now. So this is where we sat down and debated
for an hour.
Crazy.
Yeah. So this is where it gets really tight because there are three more spots left. And so, yeah, it was very close, extremely close. So, Zell, you want to announce the next person save?
The next save is Turtle.
Turtle, turtle, turtle.
Turtle, turtle.
I am going to save Traviata.
Traviata, you all safe.
Little Dancer is safe.
Tony Danza. That was the thing with that was I love the song. I just wasn't sure if it was a joke or not. So in the future, if it is a joke, Traviata, please make it clear that it's a joke or not.
Yeah.
Please.
At least let us know.
Kind of creep made me, but your vocals were awesome. So.
Okay. So what we have left are, in no particular order, me, Fred, Bob, B. McCully, Valkyrie, Celis, Sikono, and Captain of Squad Zero.
And read to me, you missed him.
Oh, and read to me. Oh, oops. I'm sorry.
This deliberation was insane.
Yeah.
We did like 20 different listen throughs again.
Yeah, this was hard.
At this point, everyone is really good, so it's hard cutting people, and we all think you're awesome and you're really good. Mm-hmm. So the very last spot goes to Captain of Squad Zero. You are safe.
But it was so close. You guys have no idea how close
really
it was.
And how nerve-wracking this was. Because everybody had their pluses and their minuses. And it was just trying to outweigh
who did better at this and who did better at that.
And who was... it was just so hard. Oh my god. This was probably the hardest week to pick. Because everyone upped their game so much from last week.
Yes.
It put you all so close, so.
Yeah, so you should all be really proud of what you did. Yeah. It was really good, and it was a pleasure to listen and critique this episode. Yeah. It really was.
This was a really good episode. All right.
Okay, so some people have been speculating what the next theme is, and I'm happy to say that some of you are right. I don't remember who it was. But round four, which is now the top 12.
Yes.
It's going to be So This Is Love duets.
Mm. Everyone was like, I bet they're going to duets soon. I wonder when duets are coming. Duets are now.
So the challenge is So You Think of So This Is Love. I was going to say So You Think You Can Dance just now. So This Is Love duets. So Zell is going to go over some of the more technical rules about this challenge.
All right. Basically, this is a pairs since it's duets, and you have to sing Disney love song duets. The song you choose does not have to be originally a duet. It can be a solo made into a duet, a group song into a duet. So yeah, pretty much you can arrange one. Broadway is going to be allowed. Added songs are going to be allowed, but no Aida. We're allowing guy and girl love duets.
And guy and guy if you want. However you guys want to pair up.
Yeah. Right. There is a high majority of girls to guys at this point, so we're going to probably end up hearing girl-girl at some point.
Right, and the due date will be October the 8th, which is a Friday at 11:59 EST.
And we're not picking your partners. You're going to be able to pick your own partners. So I'm sure by now people are already in the list and going, oh, be my partner. You are allowed to pick your partners, but you have to email us if you pick someone, email us who you're partnered with by Sunday at midnight, like 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you do not email us your pairing by then, we will be pairing you up together. So If you do not, again, this is really important. If you do not pick your pair of your own free will and email them to us, don't be PMing us on Skype because that'll all get lost. Send it to the email because we can all access this and it's much more organized. If we do not have it by midnight on Sunday, we will be pairing off people randomly, and then
which will be fun.
Yes, it'll be fun because we'll just
well,
get
it's
to
not randomly, is it?
No, we should probably just do it randomly. We'll talk about okay, that later, depending on how many people were left over in the end. So,
and I mean, make your jobs easier.
You'll get more rules with this, and again, the no Aida is a big thing here. You'll get the full rules and a reminder about the villain immunity that's due on the 7th. Oh, that's the other thing that's really important here. I almost forgot, and I would have completely forgotten. You're all probably wondering, well, what if my partner wins immunity and I don't? What happens then? So what we're going to do is if one person wins immunity, the other person that they're paired with wins immunity. So basically everyone gets two chances to win immunity. So like if Jeffers and Zelina were paired together and Jeffers won immunity, Zelina is automatically immune as well.
Even if I suck.
Even if she is like the most horrible person in the entire world.
La, 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 la.
She still wins immunity. And we are going to cut one pair. So you're in this together.
Together.
It's not like we're going to cut one person here, one person there. One pair is going next week.
Let's get together. Yeah. No.
All right. So once again, your top 12 are... Who's got the list?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ready? Princess Clary, JC Trans 19, Mary Feather, Omi Pride 09, Arya, Sharp Cookies, Traviata, Faded Phantom, Maddie, Russ, OMG Awkward Turtle, and Captain of Squad Zero.
That is your top 12. Thank you to everyone else. It's really been... Tonight was so hard.
It was. Right. I don't think we had this long of a deliberation on cut since, I think, one of the auditions or something.
Yeah, that was hard. All right, everybody. So keep a lookout for your emails that are going to be coming to you. You already should have gotten the immunity one. Keep an eye out. And have a magical week.
Hello, everybody. This is Alina, and with me right now is Jeffers.
Yes.
Say hi, Jeffers.
Hi.
Ambie's not with us at the moment. Yeah. Oh, you were going to say something, Jeffers?
No, it's all right. Continue.
All right. Unfortunately, we have some bad news. During the mixing, discover a little problem. One of the contestants did not fulfill the criteria that was emailed. We understand how it could have been chosen, but unfortunately, we have to stick to the rules. We can't bend them. And thus, we have... Yeah. So we're going to have to disqualify somebody.
Yes, we overlooked it earlier.
I know.
Yes, so unfortunately that person is going to be Maddie, and that makes us very sad because you did good tonight. But unfortunately, Maddie, your song was not done by the Lion King team.
Tim Rice and Elton John, like we thought. It's Levo, Lebo, M, and some other guy who I keep forgetting. Initials of MM.
It was just that particular song from The Lion King. So we're really sorry, Maddie, but we're going to have to disqualify you.
I know.
Yeah.
And for that, we're going to... And because we have to disqualify you, we have to bring somebody back in. So we're bringing in the person who was next to be saved, and that would be Valkyrie Celeste.
So, Valkyrie Celeste, you are now safe. A long time later, so yeah, that's this, the end.
Yeah, this week's just make me sad with all the losses.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Maddie. It was a really technical mistake, and it was...
We were arguing about it for an hour of what to do, honestly.
Mm-hmm, but unfortunately, it's only fair that we disqualify you because it didn't meet the criteria. I'm sorry. So, yeah, that's... ending of the episode.
But we hope that if we do stick with season 2, that you do return.
Yes, because you were amazing
this season. And we love
season.
You. And we love you.
Yes, we do. So, yeah. Good job, Maddie. So
good job in your song, but not in your... Oh.
Song choice, but...
This week's made me so sad. All right.
Okay. But next week's gonna make us happy, though, right?
They better, or they're dead.
All right. So, now we're done.
Done.